Welcome to the Mystery Twins Detective Agency. I'm Liam S. Smith, and let's talk about sex, Archie. Let's talk about sex, Grundy.
I'm resident redhead Regan Lloyd. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
Everyone's got red hair in this show.
It's true. Especially Archie.
And both the Blossom Twins.
One of whom is dead. Or is he?
Dun, dun, dun.
Pretty sure.
He does show up in flashback.
It could be a Stranger Things type thing where they stuck a corpse.
Don't know, I haven't seen Stranger Things.
A fake corpse in the river and filled it with cotton.
Why?
Fake a kid's death.
Okay.
Regan?
Yeah?
We're in the same room.
I know!
It's historic.
It is historic. We haven't been in the same room since...
Teeves.
Yeah, and not even, like, late Teeves.
The late Teeves.
R.I.P.
We are in the... games room of your boyfriend's parents' house.
We are indeed. So this audio quality is a stab in the dark, but...
To paint a word picture, there's a lot of cat food around. There's a creepy haunted rocking horse.
Yeah, that's new. That's a new addition.
It doesn't look new.
There's also a lot of my books that I've noticed are here. So,
Ooh, there's the Wayne's World novelization.
No, that's a VHS, son.
I thought it was surprisingly fake.
Yeah, so that's where we're at.
Yeah, and today we watch the second episode of Riverdale.
Yes, I keep just going to call it Archie, but that's not what it's called.
I keep going to call it Sex Archie.
Well, yes, that is, it's not what it's called, but it's what it is.
I forgot to plug this last week, so I'm going to do it at the top of the show. Internet content producer General Ironicus has just started a podcast about Riverdale called Sex Archie, and I haven't listened to it, but you probably should.
Great, I will.
Okay.
Probably not. I'm trying to figure out what episode of Teeves we recorded was the last one we recorded together. It was episode 11 of Teeves.
No way.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So here we are.
Talking about sex, Archie.
How do we do this?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Well, let's get on to our persons of interest.
Yeah. We have Archie, played by... K.A. Applegate.
That's not his name at all. His name is K.J. Appa.
No, but... I was thinking of the writer of Animorphs.
Easy mistake. He's done some stuff. What's he done?
Well, in this he plays Archie.
Yes.
Who is the everyman who got ripped and now is everyone wants to sleep with him.
He was in 6 episodes of the TV series The Cul-de-Sac. That old chess. Oh, it's a Kiwi show.
Ah.
Is he Antipodean.
Oh, is that what that means?
I think so. An old man asked me if I was from the Antipodes at work, and I was offended, but I don't know if I should have been. So we got him. We got Lily Reinhart as Betty Cooper.
Betty is Archie's girl next door to his boyfriend, boy next door.
He's just told her in episode 1 that he does not like her that way.
Sorry to the listeners, there's a fly dying in this room right now and I can't find it.
Okay, we seem to be good, unless this fly is just tormenting us.
Yeah. So Archie told Betty that he doesn't like her like that and she cried and he went home.
And she spends most of this episode being a bit of a bee.
Yeah. So she is the bee and of course we have the V, Veronica, played by Mila Kunis.
She does. It is Mila Kunis that she looks like, right?
Sure.
Camila Mendez is her name.
She has not been in much.
She's only been in this and Late Night Seth with Seth Meyers.
To promote this.
As herself.
She's rich. She doesn't want to be a bitch. That's about the crux of her character.
Yep. Yeah. We've also got Cole Sprouse as Jughead Jones.
He's living the sweet life.
He is.
So I did some reading to Jughead between this episode and last episode.
Please tell me everything about Jughead.
Okay. So his hat... beanie in this, sort of a weird crown in the comics.
Yes.
It's what's known as a whoopee cap, which is a sort of casual hat from the past that is most often made by cutting up the brim of a fedora and then turning upwards.
But his was just a...
is just a beanie.
But in the books, he's wearing like a Burger King crown.
Apparently not.
I'm going to look this up.
Fact checking. Live.
I'm sure you can see his hair through the crown.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, it's just sitting on top of his head.
Yeah, it's just perspective.
Ah, there you go.
Now, also, the name Jughead, which we talked about a bit last week.
Yes.
According to at least the recent comic reboot of Archie Comics, his real name is Forsyth P. Jones III.
Okay.
And he comes from old money, and they used to be as rich as the Lodgers, but his parents blew their fortune on a water bottling scam called Pure Jug, which got him the nickname Jughead.
That's crazy. Also, while I was looking for verification on the Whoopi cap, I saw an article titled Why Cole Sprouse Argued for Jughead to Be Asexual in the TV Show.
Ah.
Interesting.
I guess we'll never know why.
Nope, there is literally no way of finding out.
And the other thing I learned in my research about Riverdale in the past week is that I believe the creator has said they do intend for Sabrina to appear in it, though not in the first season.
Called it!
Yep.
So that's... we'll chalk one up on the...
I hope when she's introduced and we see her bedroom, if she has one, they have just put in the Salem puppet from the Sabrina the Teenage Witch TV show just as background dressing.
Yes, I agree.
Not as a live cat, just
no,
as...
no, just as a, like, a toy cat.
Yeah.
That would be good.
That would be ideal.
It would. There are a lot of characters in this show and I can't be bothered.
There's Moose, there's Richie, there's Reggie.
There's Cheryl. There's Victor. There's not Richie, you've just made up Richie as a character.
He's very real to me now.
Oh, there's Mrs. Gunderson.
Yep, there's Mrs. Gritcrack.
Grip, yeah.
Who we'll get to in due course.
We will. Yeah, Mrs. Lodge, Mr. Andrews, Mrs. Pop. Betty. Yeah.
Yeah, these are the people from Riverdale. Oh, and there's the principal.
Oh my god, Mr. Weatherby.
Yes.
There's also Josie and the Pussycats' mum.
Is the mayor.
Oh, she's the mayor. Okay.
Yeah, I
was like, why is this woman introducing the pep rally?
I thought the Pussycats seemed a bit more independent than that.
Yeah. But yes, let's get right into...
Riverdale.
This television show that we've watched.
Archie Things.
Yes.
Archie is lying awake shirtless at night.
Sweaty, oiled up.
He texts Betty, who lives next door to him, being like, are you up? Can we talk? And she says, no. Ellipses. And no. And he goes by the window and texts, are you... This was, like, on the face of this, this is really dumb. Just the way we're getting these repeated phone screenshots. But I actually felt like it was shot kind of artfully and it was working for me.
Yeah, it didn't seem weird to me.
Archie goes by his window.
I think it's also... Christ.
The fuck was that?
I have no idea. Maybe there's a secret cat in the room. I think it's better than when they do the pop-ups of the text message bubbles.
Oh, yeah, that's crass.
That is, but so, actually seeing... But the only thing that annoyed me about that was he texted, are you up, like, R, capital U, up, question mark.
Oh, these teens and their chat speak.
Yeah, no one does that anymore.
These millennials, they don't have time for using full words.
But if you don't have time to use full words, you'll have a capital R because that's how it'll start the text, but you're not going to do a capital U. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. It just really irritated me.
But hang on, it's not capitalized. What is up?
Yeah, exactly. Ru-up?
RuPaul?
Yeah, so that irritated me, but apart from that, it was fine.
So, yeah, he goes to his window and is like, are you sure you're not up? Because he can see her light is on. And then she goes by her window, like, stares daggers at him and reaches out of frame to pull the lamp and her lights go off. So Archie keeps laying around shirtless for a bit, and then he decides to go for a run shirtless.
Go for a sexy midnight jog.
And where does he go?
Mrs. Gunderson's house.
The teacher he's sleeping with?
Yeah.
/ slept with?
Yep. Well, he's not sleeping with her now, he's jogging, but... yeah. So he is having nightmares about the gunshot they heard, and he wants to...
come clean.
Yes.
And she's like, no, that will destroy me.
Yeah, so she's being a bitch because she's like, no, we can't tell anyone that we have some vital information about the murder because...
I'm sorry, the what?
The murder.
Okay.
I can't do a Scottish accent, but...
Oh, is that what that was?
That's that has been was a murder. Yeah. What TV show am I doing? Is it Midsummer Murders? I don't know.
I thought you were doing the old people from Hot Fuzz who you can't understand.
Yeah, no, all of my accents sound the same and they're vaguely northern. I tried to imitate my housemate's Irish accent the other day and he said that was the most Scottish he's ever heard. So, just not very good. So if anyone wants to know why I haven't been doing any acting work while I'm in England, that's why. Yes, but she says that they can't go tell anyone about hearing the gunshot at 6 a.m. because then they'll have to know that they were up. And I don't know why it's taken until halfway through the second episode.
You say halfway through. This is like 5 minutes.
Oh, no, no, I'm getting to
okay, yeah, they talk through a few times over the episode.
Why it takes Archie until like halfway through the second episode to realise he can just say he was there. And doesn't have to say she was there.
But then it'll be like, why were you there? And he's like, oh, I don't have a satisfactory answer to that.
Oh, I guess. I guess. Yeah.
But that doesn't also say, oh, I was just there, and that sounds very incriminating.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, you're right. But they don't even discuss that. Anyway.
Yep. I think Archie just goes home after that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking with his dad the next morning, and his dad, who is great. I like Mr. Archie.
Yeah. They have a real after-school special moment later
in the
episode.
He's like, I've been hearing you sneak out since you were 8 years old.
Yeah. This was like 40 minutes in, though. Let's trickle back.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let's go chronologically. And
they do have a conversation about how he snuck out last night.
They do, yeah. But that is a very after-school special conversation.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about the one after he's been punched or the
oh,
one that's happening God.
Now? Oh, God. I don't know what's happening.
Okay. And, yeah, don't go running at midnight anymore because there's a murderer out and about. And then Betty knocks on the door and is like, hey, Archie, do you want to be friends again and walk to school?
And they're kind of friends, but also not friends because she's mad.
Yeah, well, she at first she's trying to just be cool and just be like, hey, no one
be
ever
cool.
offends me. I'm
BC,
the good girl.
Betty Cooper.
Coincidence?
I think not. Anyway, sorry, yes.
So, yeah, Archie's like, yeah, we can be still be best friends, Archie. And then Veronica comes up and is like, hey, I'm buying you all this stuff so we can still be friends. Can we still be friends? And she's like, sure.
Yeah, so Veronica has bought her a bouquet of yellow roses and flown in some magnolia cupcakes from New York, which is the dumbest thing I ever done heard in my life.
I don't know, I'd be into it if someone did that for me.
Apparently they're not very good cupcakes, though. Oh, okay. They're only famous because they were in Sex and the City. But as far as cupcakes go, they're not very good.
Yeah, well, that seems very Veronica then.
Yeah, it does actually. You're right. That's on brand.
So they're hanging out.
Oh, and then Betty is also talking to Kevin and she's like, yes,
Reggie.
Speaking of... No, Kevin.
No, it is Kevin. I'm just...
Okay.
The guy I made up.
No, you made up Richie.
Oh, did I?
Reggie is a real person.
Right. so Richie is very real to me.
I think Kevin's family... Not Kevin. Oh, God.
Kevin's dad is the sheriff.
Kevin's dad is a sheriff.
Which he's talking about now because when they found the body, he was out doing gay stuff by the river with moose.
That sounded very derogatory, although I know you
it's what
know.
They were. It's literally what they were doing.
Well, they
though.
Weren't. They were about to.
Okay.
They were going to go make out by the river. They were going to go skinny dipping. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Betty is like, hey, speaking of doing okay, how are you after you found a dead body? And he's like, meh.
Water off a duck's back.
Yeah. It was harder to explain to my dad what I was doing down by the river. Down by the river, son. Down by the river. I can't remember any of the words.
Okay.
To make up new ones. Someone do it for me and tweet at me. Cheers. Anyway.
they're doing lunch. It's like, hey, Archie, talk about anything else. Play us some of your music. And he's like, okay. And he plays some music. And then Betty has flashbacks to everything happened last episode and starts crying, runs away.
Yeah. She just loves Archie so much. He doesn't love her back. Teen drama.
Yeah. She runs off somewhere and then what happens? We didn't take any notes this episode, so we're flying a bit by the seat of our pants.
Then did it go to the cheerleading rehearsal?
Sure.
Let's just say it did, and then if we think of something we missed, we'll bring it up later.
Yeah, there's a bit of a dance happening, and then Cheryl is like, hey guys, I'm Cheryl, I suck.
Yeah, she says something like, there's a downpour forecast for tomorrow night's pep rally, but you're already raining on my parade. I was like, fuck off, Cheryl. Did you spend the whole rehearsal thinking of that shit?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
She
probably came to...
Everyone in the show talks a bit like that, but she does the most.
Yes. But yeah, she has the most, like, definitely premeditated burns.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's been a bee, but also Betty's mad at Veronica because now she's had her flashbacks to how much she loves Archie and Veronica fucked it up by kissing him in a cupboard.
As you do.
And then Veronica's trying to befriend Betty by being like, oh, I'm going to really need a pedicure after this rehearsal.
And Cheryl comes up and Veronica...
But also,
hmm?
I mean, I've never had a pedicure, but...
That's feet?
Yeah. I didn't I just didn't understand the line, after this practice, I'm going to really need a pedicure. Like, what? Are you just saying your feet hurt? Because then you want a foot massage. You don't need nice toenails after a hard rehearsal.
It's an added benefit.
I don't know, it was weird. Anyway, so Betty's like, no. Well, Betty doesn't say no.
Cheryl wanders up and says some dumb stuff. And then she's like, I'm going to call Josie and the Pussycats. And then Betty's
No, she'd already gone to call Josie and the Pussycats. Well, now she's back.
Okay, sure, whatever. She comes up and then Betty's like, hey, Cheryl.
Yes.
Come do this mani-pedi thing that I was going to do with Veronica instead. Bye, Veronica. Flip off.
Yeah, they hold hands and walk away.
That was creepy.
Oh, we also got earlier in the episode a flashback to the Blossom Twins sharing a milkshake. The top of the episode. Yeah.
They were at Pop's Diner. They were sipping from a milkshake with one milkshake with two straws in it.
Yeah, and Liam just let out a very just horrified groan.
It's so creepy.
It is so creepy.
Also, we figured out, or at least I figured out last week between episodes, that Jason Blossom did exist in Archie.
Yes. I don't remember him, but all right.
I get the impression he wasn't as prominent as...
Cheryl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I sort of... continuing with our theme of, like, weird lesbian Archie comic covers.
Yep.
I saw one where it was Betty and Veronica getting married, and then Archie was like... and Cheryl was like... holding his shoulders, being like, don't worry, lover boy, you're with me now.
Oh, God. All right.
So that's Archie for you.
Yeah, that's how these comics work, I guess.
Yeah. Archie's having a lot of second thoughts about not confessing to hearing this gunshot.
Yes.
So he goes to speak to Mrs. Gunderson.
And she tries to seduce him. Yeah. Also, before this, Jughead has yelled at him.
Yes. Because we find out that the reason that Jughead hates him now is because they were going to go on a road trip over summer, and then Archie bailed on it at the last minute.
It was meant to be a 4th of July road trip.
Yeah.
Which you'll remember is when Jason Blossom was killed.
Mm-hmm. But instead he went to go hang out by the river with Mrs. Gunderson.
Yes. So that's why Jughead's mad, but Jughead is also sort of vaguely accusing Archie of killing Jason Blossom.
Kind of. There's a lot of undercurrents of that in all the conversations in this episode.
Yeah, basically everyone's accusing everyone.
It's almost like this small town is being ripped asunder by a tragedy they never could have expected.
That's never happened on television before. So they have a fight outside Archie's house.
Well,
But first...
You're getting ahead of ourselves.
Am I?
Because while Mrs. Gunderson is seducing Archie in the music room, Jughead happens to wander by and looks through the window, and he sees them, like, basically macking.
Yes.
So that's why when Archie gets home that night, Jughead is sitting on his stoop waiting to talk to him.
Yes, that's right. Okay, good. Yes. Oh, yeah, this has one of those really bad teen drama lines where Archie's like, you don't know anything about me. And Jughead's like, I don't, but I used to know this kid, Archie Andrews. And then goes off on a monologue about Archie.
Yeah.
It was literally the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
I liked it at first. I thought he was going to stop at, I don't, but I used to.
Yeah.
And then leave. But then he just did, like, his little one-man show. Yeah. It was just cringeworthy.
Jughead Productions presents. I've got nothing. I thought a joke would come to me while I was talking.
Riverdale is like a burger.
Oh, my God. I'd watch that show. We were going to have Patrick Whitelaw on as our first consultant detective. But he just threw a lot of shade at the TV show and then was like, bye.
It's funny shade, though. He talked about how, like, the guy who plays Archie flexes his muscles a lot, but not his acting muscles.
Yes. So we'll probably steal all his jokes and use them and not credit him during this episode.
Hey.
Because that's how we do. What are we happening?
What are we happening?
I'm so tired. I'm not even jet lagged, I'm just dying.
So they've been arguing, and then Mr. Archie comes out and is like, hey, Jughead, we're getting takeout from Pops, you want in? And then Archie's like, no, he's just leaving.
Yeah. And Mr. Archie is like, oh, sick burn. So now
we... I found out during this episode that it's not Pop's Chocolate Shop, it's Pop's Choc-Lit Shop.
I'm pretty sure I did mention that last week.
Must have gone over my head.
Yeah. I suppose if I said that and you hadn't actually registered how it's written, you would have just been like, why are you saying chocolate weird?
Yeah. Were you trying to be folksy because it's Riverdale?
I mean, I'm not, but they obviously are. Is it now Betty and Cheryl having a time?
It can be.
Great. So Betty and Cheryl have obviously just had their two-for-one Maddie Pennies at the...
Have skipped over the scene in which they were all dissecting frogs and Maddie Cheryl did this Penny. Weird speech.
Oh, yeah.
She was talking about how she's fine because, what, you think I'm upset because my brother is being dissected like this right now? Jam scalpel into frog.
And the whole class just gasps because they've all been watching her.
Also, we probably... gone over the bit with the coroner too, remember? We'll get back to the A plot in a sec, but there's this B plot where the autopsy is happening today. So at the start of the episode, Betty's parents are like, it's going to be a lot of late nights for us. I don't know what they do. But then they go to the autopsy and the coroner, who is just this like crazy, creepy, charismatic guy who I love.
Yeah, yeah.
Is like, look at this. Look at this frostbite on his toes and these restraint marks on his wrists. And for some reason, Betty's mum is there and is like, what does that mean?
So is she a police officer? Is she a detective? We don't know. They've not given us any information.
No.
Liam posited that they may be journalists. I don't know. Also, Betty's mum is a bitch.
Yeah, she hates everyone.
She does. She just thinks she's better than everyone.
Which we'll get to back to in a sec because, as you alluded to, Cheryl is at Betty's house.
Yes. So they're having a nice bonding time.
I'm sorry, what?
Bonding time?
Oh, I thought you said bunning.
No.
They're going to get some sausage sizzles.
Yeah. Oh my God, I had a sausage sizzle for breakfast today. It was so good. I'm back, bitches. Also, can we go back to the before when I could not say Manny Pedi? I kept saying Manny Penny.
Like from James Bond.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that villain. That would be a really good pun costume.
Money Penny.
Is Money Penny not a villain?
No, she's like...
Is there a villain called M?
Secretary. No, M is his boss.
Fuck. I've never seen...
You don't know anything about James Bond, do
no,
you?
No, I live near MI5, though.
It's not worth getting into.
Okay. I only know it from popular culture.
Okay.
Much like you only know Archie from popular culture.
Yeah.
Two
sides of the same coin, really.
Yeah. Where is our Archie James Bond crossover?
Is basically it.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if in 5 seasons' time, Archie is working for the FBI.
It'll be like Once Upon a Time, where they just keep being like, fuck, who are we going to bring in now?
Isn't that right, Lightning McQueen?
Oh, my God. They should bring cars into Once Upon a Time. That's another show that I was like, I'm definitely going to keep watching this. It is trash and I'm here for it. And I just never did.
No.
You know what I did? Just going off on a complete tangent. You know what I did find? Is a Franny Fisher's Murder Mysteries iPhone game.
Tell me more.
It's so good. I played it on the plane. I didn't watch any movies on the entire flight, and I was in transit for like 20 hours.
It's like a sort of Phoenix Wright sort of thing?
Yeah, so it's like Phoenix Wright, Professor Layton sort of. It really reminds me of Professor Layton, but probably because I've played that more than Phoenix Wright.
It's got a more similar art style to Layton than Wright.
Yes,
well.
And also like you find bits of Franny's outfits.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so you have, like, the magnifying glass that you go over the...
locations?
Yes. Which is, like, when you're trying to find picker-rats in Professor Layton.
Oh, you got to find those picker-rats.
You got to find those picker-rats.
How else will you get clues for some of the puzzles that are
well,
really
see,
obtuse?
You don't get clues in this one, but it's a bit more straightforward narrative. But there's also a fun thing where you pick up clues, like... You don't get clues to solve things, but you find clues to solve the overarching murder puzzle.
Right, yes.
That makes sense. But sometimes Franny's like, this bit of information can probably help me with something. And then you go to the little clues bar and then you get to make a deduction.
Oh, that's fun.
So you get to pull two clues together and then...
You do something like that in the Miles Edgeworth game, the spin-off of the Phoenix Wright series.
Cool. Yeah, so it's really good. It's at least available on the Apple Store. I don't know if it's available on other platforms, but it's really good.
Are Bert and Sess in it?
Not as yet.
Oh, I've lost my interest.
No, they might come up later. I haven't really travelled.
What about the rest of her her coterie?
Yeah, so we've got Franny, Dot, Aunt Prudence, Jack, Hugh. Do you want to know a spoiler?
I do.
Dot and Hugh are married.
I knew that.
Oh. I didn't know that. Okay, it came up in the game and I was like...
Learned it in my persons of interest.
Oh, well.
Is Jane in it?
No, Jane's at boarding school.
Oh.
Which I think is just so they didn't have to draw another character.
Mr. Butler?
No.
Mrs. Butler, who apparently exists
in
the books.
No, she's Mrs. Cook, I'm pretty sure.
Apparently, listener Leah told us that she was married to Mr. Butler.
I thought there was a cook called Cook as well.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cool.
Yep.
Available now for 5p.
Not 5p, it was $2.99.
$2.99p.
But it's only $4.49 in the Australian Apple store, which I think with the exchange rate is actually better value.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So, I got robbed.
This has been Regan's Game Corner.
Yeah. Good game.
It's been cancelled.
I know, that's why I'm taking it over and I'm putting it in as part of our podcast.
Can I be on it too?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you're listening to me. I'm Scram and this is Good Game. They all have those aliases.
Yeah. Barjo and Hex was the...
And the other guy they kicked off before that.
Yeah. I was reading all about the Good Game drama when it got cancelled and I was like, dang. I just casually watched this when it was on at like 6pm. I never watched it.
It's one of those things that... It seems like everyone I know watched at some point or another, but I just
don't. I don't even play games. I don't know why I watched. I mean, apart from, like, Mario and Professor Layton. That's pretty much six.
And Franny Fisher, Murder Detective.
Oh, of course. And Animal... Not Animal Farm. Fuck.
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing. Yes. Back to Riverdale. Oh, yeah. So Cheryl...
is in Betty's house.
Yes.
And she's doing her makeup.
She's giving her backhanded compliments about her bedroom. Betty's, like, embarrassed by it. And Cheryl's
I thought that was sincere. You're better at this sort of stuff than I am.
Yeah, I've spent more time around teenage girls.
I'm so lonely.
I don't think you want to be spending time around teenage girls anymore.
No, but I was
anymore.
A teenage boy at one
well,
point.
Well, I know. I think, I'm pretty sure you were just born old.
I got the Benjamin Buttons. It's a curious case.
Oh, we should solve it. That can be our mystery of the week. No. So anyway, they're chatting and then Cheryl is just asking a lot of very pointed questions.
They're sitting in this way where like Betty is on her bed and Cheryl is like looming over her.
Because she's doing her makeup.
And also because of the way the camera cuts off, it almost looks like she's straddling her.
Yeah. Well, I think she probably was actually to get, like just in terms of a purely acting, getting the shot to get their bodies that close. Because otherwise she would have had to stand behind her knees.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
As Patrick pointed out when we were watching it, Cheryl spends most of this episode wearing a redback spider brooch.
Which
is the most sinister piece of accessory I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it's like a gold spider with a big red jewel abdomen.
Yeah. I did not notice it, to be honest. I didn't even know what character he was talking about when he brought that up.
I only noticed it after he pointed it out.
Ah, okay. Yes,
and she's looming over Betty.
And just saying a lot of shit about Betty's...
Well, first she's asking fairly innocuous questions.
But in a very pointed fashion. I mean, like you know it's almost she's like up
we,
to something.
It's almost like we both lost a sibling when that stuff with your sister and my brother happened.
Yeah, but then she's like, oh, does Polly, is that her name?
Sure.
Even know about Jason? And Betty's like, I don't know.
Long and short of it being she's...
Cheryl ends up accusing... Betty's crazy sister.
Tweaked out.
Oh, okay. I knew she said something offensive. Tweaked out sister.
May have said crazy as well, actually.
Probably.
Of killing Jason.
Yeah. And then Betty's like, get out of my house.
Before I kill you.
Yeah, which was a poor choice of words. And then Betty's mum comes in and sage smudges the room to get rid of the bad spirits.
Didn't pick her up as a sort of...
A spiritual person?
No.
No. No, I think it was just a segue to show how much she hates the Blossom.
She hates everyone, though. She hates the Blossom. She hates Veronica. She hates Archie.
Did she hate Archie?
Yeah. She mentioned, like, Archie being terrible in this episode. And last episode, she was like, that Archie kid's just like Jason Blossom.
Oh. All right. She hates everyone.
Yeah. Next episode, she'll be like, stay away from that Jughead kid. He's bad news.
He doesn't have a home, so he must be terrible. It seems like something that Betty's mum would say. I'm not advocating that as a stance that the Mystery Twins Detective Agency has. Maybe someone, I feel like just someone's going to tweet at me and be like, I cannot believe you. Don't at me.
Please, people don't tweet at us.
That's a good point. One day. Someone will dig into the archives when we're famous and be like,
And use it in a court case.
Yeah. You said this one terrible thing ages ago. So, disclaimer. We're good people.
Yeah. And if you disagree, I'll kill you.
It was just like, why would you... I'm surprised they didn't make more of a plot out of Cheryl saying that Betty threatened her.
It must be a slow burner in that, right? Because that's crazy that she said that.
Yeah.
Because she's always so reserved as well.
Well, she's got that internal anger bubbling with the nail palm deal. Anyway, where are we at? Oh my god, there actually is a novelization of Mr. and Mrs. Smith in here.
Sick. Where?
Like second from the top, right in the corner.
Oh my god, it's bigger than I would have expected.
I know. Anyway.
Now I'm just looking at the books.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that blue, I don't know what the blue one on the bottom is, but it looks like something that I owned.
It's by Richard Wiseman.
Yeah, don't know.
He sounds
wise.
Smart.
Yay! That was a better joke. You didn't use the same word. So there's a pep rally.
No, we're skipping too far ahead.
Are we?
Because something happens in which Archie recaps... Oh, Veronica? Betty. Betty recaps her childhood friendship with Archie. And she's like, we always were in the same school together. And the same...
No, that was Archie recapping to Veronica.
Yes, that's right.
This is where we come up with Mrs. Ripgrap.
Yes, exactly. That's why I think we need to
skip
to
right, right.
Because I think this was when Archie had gone to the Pop's chocolate shop to pick up the takeout for...
Yes!
Yeah. And Veronica happened to be there, and her mum Hermione has gotten the job there.
Yes.
So she was hanging out with her mum, and then Hermione was like, hey, you can walk Veronica home while you're doing this. And they're walking home.
Because she used to date Archie's dad, so I think she's trying to push Veronica and Archie together.
Mm. And also, like, I think Archie's dad is basically the only person in the town who likes her as well.
Yeah.
Other than maybe Pop, who gave her a job.
That's true.
He's a bit of a non-entity, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever actually seen Pop.
I feel like we may have, but I don't remember anything about him.
No. So he's talking about his childhood. And, yeah, so talking about the one time that when they were in second grade, he couldn't read good.
I gotta confess, I tuned out basically at the start of this monologue because he said something like, we were both in Mrs. Grickgrack's class.
Yeah.
It was the name of a teacher starting with G. That just did not sound like a name
it
at all.
It did not at all.
It sounded like less of a name than my made-up good game alias just now.
I think it, I thought it was like Grip Rock.
Yeah.
And you thought it was Grip
Maybe she was a Flintstone.
Maybe. But yeah, basically the crux of the thing is Betty helped Archie to learn how to read and then he kissed her and asked her to marry him and she said, oh, Archie, we're too young, but when you're 8, ask me again when I'm 18 and I'll say yes. Ah, and then Veronica's like, I don't think your story's done, which is gross.
Yeah. Archie has been asked by the principal if he knows anything about the murder. And at first he said no, and then he goes to speak to Mrs. Grunderson.
And he's like, I do, though. And he talks to her at the pep rally. We're at the pep rally now.
But just before we start the pep rally, I want to point out there are a lot of weird scenes, shots in this episode, where either there's announcements being made over the school PA system, or someone is bursting into Mrs. Grunderson's music room. And she's always just sitting there with a cello, just like, about to start playing.
Yeah, she's never actually playing.
Yeah.
She's always just hanging out with a cello.
Mm.
Just ready to be like, I wasn't doing anything!
I wasn't sleeping with Archie!
I'm playing the cello!
Jeez.
There's only one thing, but... No, I'm not going to make that joke.
We all know it.
The
pep rally.
Pep rally.
Pep rallies are creepy.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, not a cultural phenomenon we're in. Not interested. Oh, God, what's the word?
We don't do it.
Yeah. We're not familiar with them.
So, the purpose. Because often all that pageantry, the band, the marching band, the cheerleaders, you think it's going to be at, like, a sporting event or something.
But it's not.
No. But the football players are all there.
Because it's just to get you hyped?
Is it for... Because this was for Cheryl?
So Cheryl organised a pep rally in memory of Jason, which Veronica notes is either... Ah!
What is that? Is there a cat in here?
Very possibly. Billy! Don't know.
Something in this place is making a weird noise.
Yeah, there could be a cat. There's always a possibility of a cat in this house. So...
So fucking weird.
Yeah. One time I was in this room for like 5 hours and then a cat just came out of the cupboard. So I would not be surprised if that happened again. Even though the cupboard doors are open and I'm looking in it, there could definitely be a cat hidden somewhere. Maybe it's behind our eggshell wall.
So pep rally.
Yeah, so the pep rally's happening.
There is... The marching band, there is dancing, the football players are running around.
Josie and the Pussycats are playing.
Archie has a big old welt on his face at this point because...
Oh yeah, because also there was a scene...
Reginald
Reggie.
Who is the guy who last episode was obsessed with Archie getting laid.
And now he's obsessed with just pinning the murder on people. So firstly, he's having a go at Kevin for being gay. Then he has a go at Jughead.
I think it was Moose, actually.
Yes.
Moose and Kevin, in fact.
It was, yes. Yeah. Then he has a go at Jughead for being emo.
And he basically calls him a serial killer.
Yeah, and then Archie is like,
hey man, step off.
And then he turns on Archie.
I don't care, because we're masculine men and we're having a fight, but step off.
Yeah, and then they punch each other, and then Archie's got a black eye. And this is when they have the after-school special moment.
Yes. Reggie slams Archie into a vending machine so hard the glass shatters.
Yeah, I did think that was unrealistic.
Excessive.
Yeah, so that was weird.
It's just poor construction.
Mm. But also, it doesn't shatter. It was like shatterproof glass because it like...
Yeah, it gets all frosted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it doesn't actually break. So it's responsible. Good job, Riverdale High School.
So yeah, he's got this big old black eye on his face here at this thing.
But is the after-school special before or after this? It's before this.
Yeah.
Okay, so he...
We're never going to get to this pep rally.
We're never going to get to the pep rally.
When are we going to get to the pep rally?
He's icing his face at home, and then his dad's like, oh boy, I hope that's not from a fight with Jughead. And he's like, nah, I just girl troubles. So there's this girl, and there's this thing that I want to do, and it's the right thing to do, but she doesn't want to do it. This doesn't make any sense. And then the dad's like, well, this is the right thing to do.
Well, son.
Please keep going with your dad pep talk.
Well, son, if you know it's the right thing to do, then it's worth doing, even if it's going to cost you something in the short term.
I expected more from you.
It's basically what he said.
It is basically what he said, but I expected more, like, flowery language.
Archie's dad isn't a flowery person, though. He's salt of the earth.
That's true.
He pours concrete for a living.
But it was, yeah. So then Archie's like, fine, I'm going to do it. So we get to the pep rally. Finally, we made it to the pep rally, and Archie talks to Mrs. Gunderson and is like, I'm going to do it.
She's standing by some sort of drink table.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, he's like, I'm going to talk to the principal tomorrow. I almost said Prime Minister.
Don't do that. Better have one.
No. The Prime Minister of Riverdale.
Yeah.
Mrs. Puss and the Pussycats. And she's like, don't do it. And he's like, I'm going to do it. You can come too. But if you don't, I'm going to do my best to keep you out of it.
Which is more than generous, I think.
And then he goes over and speaks to Jughead, who is hanging out by the bleachers like a loner. Why is he even there? Is it mandatory? Are pep rallies mandatory?
I don't think so, but...
Then why do people go to them if they're not performing in them?
To get that sweet, sweet school spirit.
I just don't understand.
I don't understand either. I understand Jughead just standing by the bleachers like, ugh, Mum made me go.
So Archie goes up to him and is like, hey... I'm doing it.
And then they have like a big beer where they're like, oh, let's not hug in front of all these people. Let's just do that macho thing where we nod and then we don't display any emotions that we're feeling.
And then without nodding, Archie walks off.
Yeah, it was literally the worst.
Oh, there was a bit that was also corny dialogue, but it worked for me, where Archie was like, are we friends again? And Jughead's like, we'll discuss it over many burgers. On many occasions.
Yeah, that was cute. Like, I hated it, but I was also like, no. Oh.
Yeah.
And
then as he's walking away from that, he's like looking into the light so he can't see anything, and he literally bumps into Betty.
Yes.
And Betty's like, Archie, your eye.
And then he has to
go.
Yeah. And then Josie, the mayor, Mrs. and the Pussycats, introduces the pep rally. Cheryl says some words. The mayor says some words. Josie and the Pussycats start playing a weird mashup of Sugar. Is that what they're playing?
Yeah.
Yep. While the cheerleaders
are... It's not a mashup if you don't mash it up with something else.
Didn't they mash it up with something else?
I don't know.
Anyway.
The cheerleaders are doing the dance routine. We briefly saw them practicing earlier.
Yep.
Cheryl starts crying because she sees Archie running through the football thing and thinks he looks like Jason for a sec. And she has a flashback to all the stuff and runs away.
Because he is also wearing Jason's number.
Oh, yes. And they both had red hair.
Yeah.
That's basically it. She runs away crying, like, into the night.
And then who goes to find her but Veronica?
Betty also shows up, but she's too late and just sort of stands there.
Yeah.
Veronica comforts her, and Cheryl says something here. I don't know if it's just her, like, trying to, like, deny the truth to herself, or it's an admission of some sort of weird, like, scam.
Yeah, what did she...
She said it wasn't something like, it wasn't supposed to be like this. Jason was meant to come back.
Yeah, so interesting, because that ties into the next scene. Where they're all in science class and Mr. Weatherby and the sheriff come in and Cheryl stands
as
up.
as they come out of the principal's office as Archie is about to knock on to do the talk.
Yeah. So then they go into the science class and Cheryl's like, is this about me? And they're like, we don't have to do this in front of your classmates. And she's like, no, it's fine. They'll find out soon enough. And then
I'm guilty.
Someone's like, find out what? And then she's like, then I'm guilty.
And then she holds out her hands for cuffs. And they're like, no, we don't need to do that.
Yeah. So
I didn't like the way they shot the way when people came in. Because I feel like the framing was like really strongly implying they were there for Jughead.
Yeah.
He was like at the back of the room, but center frame.
Yes. And he was the first person they shot to looking at them coming in.
Yeah. And everyone also looked back as well. It was like, are they all looking at Jughead? Maybe that was a deliberate fake out, but I feel like it didn't last long enough to sort of to earn its merits in that regard.
Yeah, I agree. But yes, that was a twist.
Yeah. No one saw this coming except all of us.
Yeah. But also, surely she can't be the murderer then, because
it's too early.
Oh, no, because then we find out the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
he died, a week before July 4th.
Yeah, that was the findings of the coroner's report.
Mm.
So, oh boy.
So that makes sense, because they didn't find his body when they dredged the river.
Which we did discuss last week.
Yes.
So I've got another theory.
Okay, it is time for our what's going to happen next time on Riverdale segment.
It is. So here is a theory that I have. So at one point in the episode, after Betty and Cheryl have had their argument about Betty's sister, Betty asks her mum if the sister knows about Jason, and the mum's like, yeah, I told her. And Betty's like, well, I think it's time that I go see her, implying that she has not seen her sister since she went to the crazy house. So I don't think her sister is crazy. I think her sister has been sent away because she's pregnant with Jason Blossom's baby.
Ooh, that's a good theory.
Thank you. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't think I have anything to top that. I suspect Cheryl will be released in short order, despite her protest, her strange protestations. Because why would she say she was guilty if she didn't have something bigger to hide?
She's guilty of something.
Yeah, she's up
to
something.
But I don't think she's guilty of the murder.
No, because they were fucking. They totally were, though, right? Because
I think
we already
so.
Have a subplot about people lying to cover up the fact that they're fucking.
But
I see the fly.
Yeah. I don't know if this show is going to ever acknowledge that, because that's a big thing.
If it never acknowledges it, though, then they've just put in all this weird imagery of them holding hands and drinking from the same milkshake, and that's worse.
Yeah.
I was also trying to find a place to go on this weird little talk about as well.
Okay.
During the episode.
Well, do it
It'd
now.
Be like how the show kind of makes us complicit in, Archie's affair with Mrs. Grandison from her perspective, the perspective of the person who's sleeping with a high schooler, because obviously we're positioned to find that super fucking weird, and even if no one's explicitly calling it out, and immoral. But also, that's starkly contrasted with, shots of hot Archie's sleeping abs, and there was, a very booty-centric part of that cheerleading routine where, the camera was framed, basically next to a girl's jiggling butt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
So the show is simultaneously calling out the fact that Mrs. Grandison is sleeping with a high schooler and also being man, aren't these kids attractive?
That's a good point. And this was a point that I think Nicola brought up, because let me double check Wikipedia before I actually make this statement.
And I think a lot of sort of, the shows that are ostensibly in high school but have older actors, sort of teen drama, sort of, I don't know, Teen Wolf type things. I assume that's in high school still in the TV show.
Yeah.
There's Beefcake stuff in that but it's so much more weird when there is also a plot about pedophilia going on.
Well, yeah.
Petties.
And the point that Nicola made when I was like, damn, son, the dude playing Archie. And she was like, yeah, he 19 though. And I was like, are you joking me? And she was like, yeah, it's really hard to when you're so used to seeing 27-year-olds playing teenagers. Mm. So it's not weird to find them super attractive. And then when there are actually young people playing teenagers, that gets a bit weird.
Yeah.
She's not wrong. I feel like a bit of a creeper now, but
at least the real world, he's not underage.
No, but he is 6 years younger than me. So that's not that bad.
It could be worse.
We could be in a relationship.
You and Archie.
KJ Apple, please call me.
KJ Applegate, please call me. Tell me about Animorphs 2 The morphining. I think it's K A actually. K A.
You said K A earlier in the episode.
Okay. Could be J K.
Let me fucking look it up.
No, don't. You ruin the mystique.
I feel like I've already done the "there's literally no way of finding out" bit too many times this episode. K A Applegate, you did it. Hey. You were right the first time. It's imprinted in your brain like an animorph. I didn't read animorphs. I don't know.
Well, there are these things called yerks that crawl into your ear and control your mind.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, that really freaked me out as a kid.
Ooh,
never read the books, only watched the TV show.
Thank you.
Didn't really like it.
None of this.
Don't know why I'm talking about it.
You know what I did like? Jeopardy.
Yep. We've talked about Jeopardy a lot recently.
Because it's good. Yes. So, I guess now we only have to decide, is this a hot case or a cold? Nope, cold. What do you think about the show?
I mean, the show's garbage. Let's be frank.
It is so garbage.
It's eminently watchable garbage.
I know. It is. It's just the house making noises. Right. Don't worry about it.
Settling.
Yeah.
The ghosts.
Yeah. The ghosts are angry about our thoughts on Riverdale.
Man, and we found their cat.
Yeah, so what do you reckon?
It's hard to say because I want to watch more. But I feel like we're straying from our mystery concept a bit too.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're just talking about teen dramas now, so probably not super.
So, but is that a deal breaker?
I think we should move on.
Okay.
We should get out of Riverdale. that was great.
Stay out of Riverdale.
That's what I'm. Fuck. Sorry. I thought I did a bit and I didn't. Yeah.
I just thought I was building on something funny you said.
No, you did the bit that I was trying to do.
Okay.
I think we should still watch it and then discuss, but just not week to week.
Yeah.
Because I can't be bothered.
Fickle.
And, you know, like, if you want more Riverdale, listen to Sex Archie. Neither of us have, but with a title like that, how could it possibly go wrong?
Yeah. And Grant is great.
Well, good. Also, I would like to apologise to Bloop Bloop on Twitter because they did tweet us about Miss Grundy. And I was like, I'm sorry, I think you mean Mrs. Gunderson. But that was before we'd actually released the episode. So don't make jokes before other people know about them is the lesson from this week. Do we have a mystery?
I don't either. Okay.
Send them, please. Tweet us at mtdapod, email us at mtdapod@gmail.com.
Theme music is In the Crowd by The Years.
Coming at you live from the same room, no yachts.
Hustle always wins.
What if the twist is that we actually are twins and we don't tell people until our last episode?